Hey, Chris Johnson here, and I'm a big-time sports fan, and I go fucking ape shit when I'm watching my teams. Usually, though, my outbursts are reserved for my home, maybe like a relative's home. I don't really give a shit if they see me go fucking crazy. They already know I'm a fucked up asshole. But if I'm out in public and not at the fucking stadium, I tend to keep the outburst a little bit on the tame side. I'm not going to go fucking bananas in, say, a restaurant. That is a big difference between me and the Bean Machine and certain members of his family, notably his dad, old Big Beams. It was Bean Machine's birthday recently. I took a picture of myself without any fucking clothes on with a towel covering my front half and said, "Yo, son, your gift is behind the towel. It's my fucking penis." And I posted that shit right in his fucking Facebook page for all to see. Family, this new girl he's dating who I haven't met yet. I figured she might like a fucking taste of that. His fucking coworkers, all that shit. But there was a little get-together over the weekend. On a fucking Saturday afternoon, they're big fans of college football, Virginia Tech college football. They're like, "Yo, we're going out to this fucking restaurant, bar type place. Some people are getting together. It's my fucking birthday. We're going to watch the Tech game." And I thought, you fucking better believe my ass is going to be there. Your whole fucking family's going to be there? I'm in. And sadly for the Bean Machine, Virginia Tech got fucking slaughtered by a winless team. For him, that's awful. And I do feel bad because I wanted that team to win as well. I mean, I root for for my friends' teams. I know it sucks when they lose. However, I was telling the other people there. He had some friends there that I've never met. B-Maz was there. Old fucking B-Maz from the radio station. I told him, I'm like, "Look, this sucks for him. But in terms of sheer entertainment value, you can't get any better than this. You can't get any better than his team losing a game where they're favored by fucking 28 points or whatever the fuck in a fucking public place. Because they're screaming, they're yelling. There's other patrons and kids there. There's like fucking games and shit. They don't give a fuck. They're gonna fucking go fucking ape shit. They don't care who the fuck is around. Even like the waiter gets involved, right? The guy walks over. He's like, "Hey, man, can we get you guys anything else? How's it going?" Oh, Bean Machine's like, "How do you think it's going, sir?" I'm like, "Yo, Bean Machine, he doesn't know what fucking game you're watching. He has no idea. That guy doesn't give a fuck. There's fucking 18,000 TVs here. There's a game on every fucking one. He doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about." "I know he doesn't know." Luckily, the guy was pretty understanding. And we kept racking up our fucking tab, so he didn't give a shit. Oh, that's another thing I wanted to touch on. The tab. I was the first non-member of the old Bean Machine's family to arrive. About four or five other people eventually showed up. They had all been there eating for a little while. And I knew I was going to get something, but I just haven't decided yet. B-Maz rolls in. He starts to order something. He's like, "You know, can I get a, you know, fucking booze here and order this and put it on a separate tab?" And Big Beams fucking hears that word, "separate tab." And this motherfucker perks up and he's like, "Whoa." In his fucking sexy Virginia accent, he's like, "Separate tab? No. You're not going to put that on a separate tab. You're going to put that on my tab, goddammit." And that's all I needed to fucking hear. "Wait a second. We're putting this on your tab? Done. Done, sir. I'm not going to fucking argue with you. I'm not going to question it because I know he wants it on his fucking tab. What the fuck am I going to say? No, I insist I'm paying for it." Fuck that. Fuck it. This guy wants to fucking pay. He's bitching at old B-Mass for setting up a separate fucking tab. I'm not doing that. I'm not drawing the ire of the Bean Machine. And this motherfucker wants to pay for my fucking food and drink. Fucking sign me up. You know who had a problem with that? Everybody else who rolled through the fucking door. They're all like, "You know, can you put this on a separate tab?" And every time he heard "separate tab," he got a little more fucking pissed. And his team is losing. He's like, not a goddamn separate tab. God damn it. Like, they would, like, try to sneak it. They're like, "Yeah, you know, put this on his tab, but can I get the chicken strips on a separate tab?" I even said to B-Maz, I'm like, "What's this separate tab shit? This motherfucker just, like, scolded you for, you know, ordering the fucking food in a separate tab. You're gonna keep pissing him off? What the fuck is the matter with you? Some guy motherfucker says he's gonna pay for it. Then I'm not gonna argue with that." Couple other people coming. "You know, can I get a separate tab?" I'm like, "What the fuck is with you guys in this separate tab shit?" And at this time, like, the waiter hears when he, like, looks over. And then, you know, I look at him. I'm like, "Son, no, fuck this. No separate tab. Fuck it. I'm not putting this shit on a fucking separate tab." Waiter nods. He knows. I'm not mooching off fucking anything. I don't understand. Like, what's with the insistence to pay? What's with the insistence to pay on your own? We're not on a fucking date. Even the insistence to pay on a fucking date. Like, I'm not going to insist to fucking pay. Paying my way, when somebody else says I'll fucking pay it, like, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't understand why people argue with that. People are like super proud and super weird about, like, paying for their own shit. And I just don't understand it. I mean, when I worked at the radio station, old Jack Diamond, when the Blue Jays made the playoffs, he's like, "Listen, I want you to go to a playoff game and I'm gonna buy those tickets. So go online, buy a pair of tickets, tell me how much it is, and I'll give you the fucking money for it." And I thought, are you fucking kidding me? Like, this was going to be fucking expensive. It's playoff tickets. So I said, like, "Are you sure? Really?" He's like, "Yes, I'm sure." "Okay, done." So I went and I bought a pair of tickets, and they probably cost like fucking $300 to go to a fucking like playoff game. And I walked in the next day, I'm like, it's $300. He whips out $300 out of his pocket. He just puts it in my fucking hand. Like, okay, I'm going to the fucking playoffs. What am I going to do? Say like, no, I'm going to insist to pay. That the fuck, it's fucking ridiculous. I don't like accepting help from people, but if you want to give me shit and you insist on giving me shit, I'm not going to argue about you giving me shit. You know, with money, it's the only thing that we do that with. Like, if you're in a relationship and like somebody wants to fucking blow you or suck on your tits, nobody's like, wait a second, stop that. I'll suck on my own tits. Like, nobody does that. It's only with money we do this. So I'll tell you right now, if you invite me out and I know I don't have to pay, I'm not paying. I don't give a shit. I'm not playing these weird fucking games. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays, maybe with some more free meals under my belt. It depends. I'm everywhere. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Podbean 2. Every single episode is on Podbean, the website, or the app. You can catch me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. On Instagram at maybe 5 minutes. I'm going to keep putting the podcast in the Facebook timeline as well. So enjoy that shit.